Ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, let's start. It's a couple of minutes after 10. So I am very happy to welcome you to this Info Day on Horizon 2020 Work Program 2018-2020 in the area of smart, green and integrated transport. Well, the reason why this event is organized here at the premises of the University of Žilina is twofold. First of all, I would like to thank to the NCP for smart, green and integrated transport, Jakub Šimković, who came with this great idea. And we organized it in Žilina. Well, we thought first that it is on a midway, on a halfway between Žilina and Košice, so it will be a good opportunity to host here the researchers from the whole Slovakia. And the second reason was that, Jakub is the NCP, I am the national delegate for this program committee. And at the same time, I am the ERA shareholder of the ERA share project on intelligent transport systems, which is implemented at the University Science Park here at the University of Žilina. Maybe the third reason behind organizing this event here in Žilina is that the University of Žilina has probably the largest research community in the field of transport, intelligent transport systems, as 6 out of 7 university faculties have something in relation with the transport. You received the program was published on the CVTI website, and I would like also to welcome our colleagues from CVTI from Bratislava, with whom we organized this event. You received the program, which is displayed here. There will be one additional information after my later presentation provided by Ms. Dominika Kacejova from SAIA, who will inform you about the latest activities in SAIA and Euraccess. For the explanation, maybe while this event is held in English, I got a couple of questions why it is run in English. And my answer would be that, anyway, Horizon 2020 proposals, project proposals, have to be prepared in English. So it's worth to organize the Info Day in the English language. Nevertheless, if you don't feel comfortable and you would like to raise some questions, don't hesitate to ask them in Slovak. I will be here together with my colleagues and help you with the translation. And with that, so I think that we can start with the first presentation of Jakub Šimković, who will guide you through the work program 2018-2020 in the area of transport. Thank you.
Thank you for the floor. Thank you for the floor. So my task here today is to present a small overview of the forthcoming work program that is already in place for the next 3 years. So my task is to introduce the work program in a way that it would be approachable for everyone, even those that are not familiar with Horizon 2020. Okay, so the work program has a remaining budget of almost 1 billion euros just for the transport, because the whole work program in the remaining 3 years is to distribute amongst researchers, research institutions, and innovative enterprises almost 30 billion euros. So for the transport, there is 1 billion euro just in the work program as it is. And the budget for 2018 is almost 300 million euro. And as you may see, it's not even the third of the whole budget. So that means the budget will increase in the forthcoming years. So there won't be any impacts of Brexit, let's say, or any other political turmoils that might come up. There is a clear message of the European Commission that research and innovations is a priority, and they don't want to cut the budget in this area. European Commission claims to have improved the focus and clarity of the topic descriptions that I'm about to show you, while keeping an open and non-prescriptive approach. This means that there would be less topics in the forthcoming calls, but there would be, let's say, it's plainly better paid, and maybe they would be able to fund more projects this way. It is also easier to fit your idea into these brackets that are written in the work program. I strongly recommend you to read the work program as it is a legal document. So everything that is written in there is somewhat binding for the Commission that these types of projects will be funded. If you are willing to read it, which is strongly advisable, then you have to find it at the participant portal of the Horizon 2020 framework program. It is situated amongst reference documents. There you click on the work programs, and our work program that deals with the green smart green and integrated transport is situated on the bottom among these work programs for each area. I shall now tell you more about the structure of the work program in our area. Traditionally, the structure is divided between three calls. And these calls are called Mobility for Growth, which includes also called two calls, or call that is called Blue Growth, and these include two topics. There is a call called Automated Road Transport, and one call named Green Vehicles. There are 21 topics in these three calls. Most of these topics are in the first bracket of the Mobility for Growth call. The rest is far less populated when it comes to topics, but on the other hand, for example, the Green Vehicles call is heavily funded. And usually the topics that are there to come up with a certain part of a green vehicle usually repeats itself. So if you are an engineer trying to come up with a new part of a green vehicle, you are almost certain to find an open topic that you may apply to with your idea, with your consortium. Furthermore, Mobility for Growth is further divided between four segments of the ideas that the EU European Commission is trying to achieve. The first one is low carbon and sustainable transport. The second one is safe and integrated and resilient transport systems. The third one, global leadership and competitiveness. And fourth one, accounting for people. These are later transcribed in those topics that I mentioned, and you may see that how they transcribe in the name of the topic at the beginning, because for the first time when you're reading the work program and you're a complete newcomer, you might be overwhelmed by all the technicalities that are involved, but as I shall demonstrate later, these are quite easy to understand. This is a structure that is being explained, as it is being explained by the European Commission. Again, at the first glance, it looks quite confusing, because there are a number of ideas that are put together, but basically there is a common idea behind all of these, and that is to reduce emissions, to make transport more resilient, more user friendly, more distinct to please the taxpayer, to say it very very rudely maybe, but the idea that the Commission has is to show that even in these areas they care about their citizens, and the projects, the research and innovation projects are to help us in everyday life. So the policy context is very broad. On the first level, you may see global initiatives such as the COP21 conference on global climate change, which was held in 2015 in Paris, and sustainable development goals, which are desired to be fulfilled by everyone on this planet. On the second level, on the lower level, there are major initiatives of the European Union, which again, research and innovation should have to fulfill these ideas. They are to help us to create energy union and climate union. To help us to become a stronger global actor, to create digital single market, and to create jobs, growth, and investments. And so this is the way that we are on, let's say, one of the bottom levels, but on the whole, we are contributing to these larger ideas with our research and development. And to make it more approachable, I would now try to demonstrate that there is a story behind every call. There is an urgency to show that these calls and topics are here to help citizens. This way, I call these citizen-oriented topics, but that's not something that you should. You should remember, because that's just something that I came up with, but the idea is to have a rapid deployment of solutions that will come from the Horizon 2020 projects. They should be user-friendly and approachable, and also reduce, as it was said, reduce impact on climate. So to achieve this, European Commission proposes guidelines that should push you a little towards multiple disciplinary and cross-cutting partnerships. it means that you should seek your partners in other domains as you are here, probably because of the fact that you're working with transport. You all know that ICT is becoming a larger and ever larger part of your work. So this is the idea. You should properly describe your impact of your projects because of the fact that they're indeed trying to tell the ordinary citizens that these research and innovation projects are for them. You should consider social innovation, and you should plan to exploit your research results, not maybe in a immediate way, but in some time that they should lead to some precise products that can be deployed. So there are two focus areas, as I mentioned, that they are ever present in the work program. And if you stick to these two, then you should be able to find your call and your topic quite easily, because as I mentioned, they are quite broad. So if you are into building a low carbon climate resilient future, there is a place for you in the work program. Even though it might not seem like that, but thanks to this disciplinarity and cross-cutting partnerships, there is at least one topic that you should be able to apply to even without really digging deep in the work program, or without too much stretching your research into another areas. I shall now mention some of the topics that are very emblematic when it comes to showing that these are in fact a reaction to everyday problems, such as Dieselgate is translated into two topics that are currently in the work program. European Commission wants to fund the projects that are science projects that will do something about the tampering with the emissions, so that there would be no way of faking your emission tests, and they should do it by behavior or technical solutions, the proposals of the projects. That means that you should, for example, target the suppliers on the one hand, that supply the solutions to get through these tests by cheating, but there are also a topic to show that there could be a technical solution that this can be avoided. The next story that was translated in the work program, the new work program, was the Costa Concordia disaster. As the maritime accidents are very low frequency, but they have high severity because there is involved a loss of lives, and every single of these accidents is paradigm shifting in a way that it changes our perspective on how to prevent these disasters. And this way, the new work program addresses this by proposing to fund projects that will look into the safety of ships on more levels, such as if you are to disembark ship, you can there are solutions that can be applied, but you have to have a robust research to prove that. And this robust research will get some funding if you were to propose a good project on this. Another story that I would like to mention are drones. Drones are becoming overly popular, so that they were translated in two topics. One which is subscribed to the year 2019. That means that there is not an indicative budget at this moment, but there is a clear willingness to fund innovative applications of drones for ensuring safety in transport. At the same time, the Commission wants to look into the airworthiness of mass market drones. It means we should look into the fact that drones are not sufficiently regulated, and to come up with some sort of regulatory proposals that will advise EU regulators, and so that they can implement some new law, has to be based on science, and this science will come from the Horizon 2020 projects, ideally. And as it is in the work program, we shall hope that it indeed will. And the next story, and I think this is the last one that I would like to cover, ever-present issue of gender equality or disequality is also mentioned in the work program. Is transport inclusive in a way that everyone can enjoy the means of transport in the same way, or is it not? If we are, for example, designing a new car or some new vehicle, do we take into consideration this gender aspect, or do we not? But what is even more striking is that there is a striking number of job holders inequality when it comes to transport, because there's only 14% of women employed in the area of transport, and this impact assessment on gender and in transport should be somehow addressed by the forthcoming topic on demographic change and women's participation in transport. So, as you may see, even though it may seem distant, the research and innovation projects that will be funded by the European Commission tend to deal with everyday problems. And now I shall move on to another part of my presentation, where I shall explain if you are willing and you find yourself a topic that you would like to deal with and to create a project consortium, how would you start? Because you need at least two other partners from other European countries. So the way that European Commission prefers us to do, or you to do, if you are to start a new project, is to find yourself a partner on the aforementioned participant portal. This is the screen where you have the description of a topic, and within each of these descriptions there is a small There's a small button where you can start the defining the procedure of such partners. And sadly, this tool is not very heavily used. So there is a chance that you will find some partners, but we can't guarantee you their quality. They might be too far from you. It might be hard to cooperate with them because of some other reasons. And that's why there are networks of national contact points. We as a national contact point, we work with our colleagues in other member states to disseminate the information that I'm giving you now, right now. But we are also communicating with the proposers, so we know who is looking for who. And this way, we can arrange you some meetings to meet your desired partners. One of the very approachable ways of doing this is by brokerage events that both of these national contact point network offer. I'm included in both of them. The one called Aetna 2020 is transport oriented, and where we organize brokerage events that are free of charge. You can meet your partners with clear vision that you want to work with this given topic, this given call. You will meet the corresponding partner, and it is a sort of a speed dating to find some common ground with them. And the same thing is with Idealist, but Idealist is more IT oriented. This way, it is a good tool to find a partner that is somehow related to ICT sector. As I said, ICT is ever present, so if you ever needed to crunch some data, this is the way to do it. Because as we've seen on the previous slide, there were four entities looking for partners for for this given topic. In case of Idealist, there is usually, if you pitch your idea to work on a certain topic, there is a return rate of 50 answers that you will receive that we are indeed interested in working with you on these topics. Let's just work together. And also Idealist equally offers their own brokerage events for the public. So, and there is also one very interesting tool at their website, which is called the topic tree. If you are ever interested in one given topic, this topic tree will guide you to the topics that are adjacent to this one in the past, that were adjacent to this one in the past. This way, you may see who was in the consortia in the past, and you may approach them. Again, free of charge, very, very intuitive to use. So. And the next huge event that I shall mention will be the Transport Research Area Conference in Vienna, where the first national contact point network that I mentioned, Aetna, will be organizing their own brokerage event. Sadly, this conference is quite expensive, so you have to be really determined with your ideas that to have this sort of entrepreneurial spirit that, yes, I want to meet potential partners and to work with them. I'm willing to sacrifice some time to travel to Vienna, to sacrifice huge fees that are involved, and so on. So, but the whole program encourages you to have this entrepreneurial spirit. And as my colleague explained, for small and medium enterprises, there are other ways to get some funding which are based on this entrepreneurial spirit and meeting other people's. So this is the overview of calls. This is just an indicative roadmap of when these calls are indeed closing. As we are now fast approaching the deadline on the year, on the calls that are subscribed to the year 2018, it means that you should probably look further in your planning to plan with some ability to foresee future, because these projects are not only about money, but they are also about getting to know the right people and to have this seal that you are able to deal with Horizon 2020 projects. So it's great to be prepared. Thank you for your attention, and as the last thing that I want to say is that please read the work program. It makes everything easier for us, for you. You shall be able to see where is your place in these plans of the European Commission, and how you can place yourself on the scientific map of Europe. Thank you for your attention.
My colleague Viera Petrašová will now proceed with her presentation of EIC pilot, European Innovation Council pilot.